SRN News. I'm John Scott. The American economy expanded at a healthy 2.8% annual pace from July through September on strong consumer spending and a surge in exports.
The Commerce Department reported the growth in the U.S. gross domestic product slowed from the April to July rate of 3%. But the GDP report still showed that the American economy is proving surprisingly durable. Growth has topped 2% for 8 of the last 9 quarters.
And that is correspondent Jeremy House. The last-minute Thanksgiving travelers packing their cars and carry-on bags to hit the nation's highways and airports. The TSA expecting to screen some 2.9 million people on Wednesday and surpass 3 million on Sunday. With canceled flights, relatively few, there were plenty of delays. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. eased this week, though it does remain near 7% after mostly rising in recent weeks. The rate slipped to 6.81% from 6.84% last week. Also at SRNNews.com, a therapist has some tips on keeping Thanksgiving conversations civil. Julie Walker has more.
Across America this Thanksgiving, dinner table conversations may serve up some food for thought or may lead to an upset stomach. Psychologist Yasmeen Saad says the election has given people angst, but she has a Thanksgiving dinner strategy.
I'm going to tell my family I am not going to talk about politics. I respect your view. I respect mine.
Then divert.
Politely say, you know, this is an interesting topic, but I want to remain in the spirit of Thanksgiving.
Bottom line, Saad says with a little pre-dinner planning, you can prevent the conversation from leaving you with a bitter taste. Julie Walker, New York.
This is SRN News. Iowa's heartbeat law is working.
According to the Guttmacher Institute, there have been about 40% fewer abortions in the state since the institution of a measure that bars abortion after an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. Meanwhile, in South Carolina, a similar statute has resulted in an 80% decline in abortions. Since the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade, abortion has been left to the states, allowing pro-life states and pro-abortion states to go their separate ways. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Walmart, the world's largest retailer, rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, joining a growing list of major corporations that have done the same after an outcry by customers. The changes are sweeping and include everything from not renewing a 5-year commitment for a so-called equity racial center set up in 2020 to pulling out of a prominent gay rights index. This is SRN News. Volkswagen selling its controversial factory in China's western Xinjiang province.
Volkswagen has announced it will no longer have a presence in Xinjiang. It'll sell its factory and test tracks in far western China to a government-owned car maker from Shanghai, which will also take on the staff. The Chinese government has been accused of widespread human rights abuses in the region, including the mass detention of ethnic Uyghurs, many of whom had been seeking greater autonomy from Beijing. Human rights groups have criticized VW for having a factory in an area where forced labor has reportedly been used. But the company said it had received no evidence of abuses in relation to its own enterprise.
BBC correspondent Stephen McDonald. British counterterrorism officers have arrested 6 people as part of an investigation into activity linked to the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, also known as the PKK. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.